Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm doing super. I kind of like the snow. I'm a little weird.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't love it after it stops snowing and it gets all dirty and it's a mess to drive in. But while it's coming down, there's nothing more beautiful.
The cool thing is this time of year, it won't be here long.
No, it definitely won't. And that's the thing is, what was it? Was it Sunday that we started getting snow? And then all of a sudden yesterday, and then the sun came out and it was gone.
It was beautiful.
So yeah, it doesn't stick around long. I don't know. You're torn. Do you get out there and shovel or do you wait an hour and it's going to melt? What do you do?
I wait the hour and then go shovel.
Wait the hour, see what happens, and then go shovel if you have to.
So here's the thing, though. With that kind of weather comes some dangerous conditions because that snow melts and then freezes and then melts and freezes and new snow gets on top of that. And it really creates a risk for avalanches in the backcountry when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to be careful. With this week, I think big storms are going to come into our mountains and bring lots of snow. And I think it's really going to up that danger. And then I think it's going to get cold again.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, that's something that we hurry and took advantage of on Sunday morning while it was sunny. And actually, it was kind of hot. We actually ended up taking off our coats. We went and cleaned off our roofs. We cleaned out our gutters because they were completely ice packed. So those are the kinds of things that you want to take care of while you can, because it's just going to pile up.
Yep. And, you know, on the roofs and the gutters, if you can stay off of the roofs when you do that, it's better, just a little safer.
Yeah.
You know, if you can be on a ladder or in the bucket of a tractor is what I do. I'm a little bit of redneck, little farmer.
That's smart. Hey, no risk of tipping over a ladder when you're in the bucket of a tractor.
That's right. Just got a risk of the wife coming out and getting in the tractor and driving off.
Oh, yeah. Just going to leave you parked in the middle of nowhere.
That's
up in that bucket.
Scary, yeah.
That's all right. So. Well, and Sheriff, another thing that we need to think about and take into consideration, no matter where you're going today, be careful and plan on being late.
Plan on being late. And, you know, the other thing with this time of year comes the rocks. We had one in the canyon just this weekend. A girl got hit by a rock. And then there were several others throughout the state. So that the freezing and thawing and all that breaks the rocks loose, and they could be big. So keep your eyes out. Even a basketball-sized rock, if you were to hit that with your car, if it were lying in the road and you were to hit it with your car, you're going to have a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
So keep an eye out for that, and just know when you're going through the Red Narrows and through Price Canyon and anywhere where the ledges are close to the roads that the rocks are probably going to be in the road, and just expect to have that come. Just be a little cautious around the corners.
Right, definitely. And take your time, no rushing when you're going wherever it is. Take your time and just be careful and give yourself extra time to slow down, extra time to stop. And then make sure, don't try to shoot the gap in those conditions.
No.
You make sure you've got plenty of room when you're, you know, jumping on intersections.
Yeah, and if you're late, you're late. It's okay. Bosses out there, forgive your employees if they're a little bit late on a snowy day.
Straight from the sheriff.
You know, yeah, you got my permission. Be late.
You're not getting in trouble today. Sheriff said you can be late.
That's right.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
You know, just remind everyone, search and rescue's out there. I know people are getting excited because the shed antlers are going to be hitting the ground soon, and people will be in the backcountry looking for that. Search and rescue will come and save you if something happens, but we don't tow vehicles out. We don't have the insurance to do that, and we really don't want to risk tearing our vehicles up and yours because we're not tow companies. So just know that if you call us, we're happy to get you, your pets, any living being out, but not your vehicle. Your vehicle will have to figure out another way.
Right. And it might stay there till the snow melts.
It could stay there till the snow melts, depending on how far you get. And, you know, we have a snow cat that's really amazing, but we just don't have any way to tow vehicles out. And we feel bad about that on one hand, but there's also businesses that do that for a living.
So. Right. Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd like to thank you for coming in.
It's always a pleasure.
Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.